As the deadline for completing the iMac drew near, Jobs's legendary temper reappeared in force, especially when he was confronting manufacturing issues. At one product review meeting, he learned that the process was going slowly. He did one of his displays of awesome fury, and the fury was absolutely pure, recalled Ive. He went around the table, assailing everyone, starting with Rubenstein. "You know we're trying to save the company here," he shouted, "and you guys are screwing it up." Like the original Macintosh team, the iMac crew staggered to completion just in time for the big announcement. But not before Jobs had one last explosion. When it came time to rehearse for the launch presentation, Rubenstein cobbled together two working prototypes. Jobs had not seen the final product before, and when he looked at it on stage, he saw a button on the front, under the display. He pushed it, and the CD tray opened. "What the fuck is this?" he asked, though not as politely. None of us said anything, Schiller recalled, because he obviously knew what a CD tray was. So Jobs continued to rail. "It was supposed to have a clean CD slot," he insisted, referring to the elegant slot drives that were already to be found in upscale cars. "Steve, this is exactly the drive I showed you when we talked about the components," Rubenstein explained. "No, there was never a tray, just a slot," Jobs insisted. Rubenstein didn't back down. Jobs's fury didn't abate. "I almost started crying because it was too late to do anything about it," Jobs later recalled.